From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The guitar is a many-splendored thing. You can strum it, electrify it, bow it, play it with your teeth, even smash it. Dan Crary and Tony Rice make breakneck bluegrass sounds by flicking a little piece of plastic back and forth over the strings. That's called flat picking. We, however, are here today to explore something called fingerstyle. You've heard it. Merle Travis and Chet Atkins were doing it in the 50s, John Fahey and Leo Kottke modernized it, and paved the way for New Agers Michael Hedges and Alex Degrassi. Every year in Winfield, Kansas, there's a contest, the U.S. National Fingerstyle Championship. The only guitarist to win it twice is Canadian. Don Ross hails from Toronto. His most recent recording is named after a thoroughfare there. Huron Street is available on Narada Records. Don Ross has made himself available and his guitar to us in NPR's Performance Studio 4A. Welcome, Don.
Nice to be here.
You have to tell us about Huron Street. Where is it? Why does it mean something to
you? Huron Street is a relatively important street in Toronto. It's residential where we were. My wife and I lived on that street for the first, I guess, 6 or so years of our marriage. And we lived in this funky little row cottage. It was very tiny. And it was just me and her and my stepson, who was all of 3 at the time, I think. Eventually, that's where my 2 young daughters were born, in the house on Huron Street. We did the home birth thing. And it's also where most of the music on the new album was written.
I want you to describe the music, because you've called it heavy wood, and honestly, I'm not sure what that means. Those guitars strike me as being very light.
It's not an original term. I stole it from a few other people who've used it before me. I guess what heavy wood does is it describes music that's acoustic, but it's not. It doesn't really fit into the box of so-called folk music, and it's very influenced by popular musics and R&B and jazz and all kinds of stuff, as well as a heavy dose of, I grew up listening to Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and the Beatles and all that kind of stuff, as well as Bach and Beethoven. I had a classically trained musician father, so I like everything, so it all creeps in there somehow.
Well, we're not going to hear Whole Lot of Love, or Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven, actually, is one of my favorite. I'll play that for you right now, actually.
Did you prepare that for us?
How about Classical Gas, eh?
Hey,
that would be a real great one to play for you right now.
I have a better idea.
I'm sure you do.
Since you were talking about your daughters being born in this house on Huron Street, there is a tune on the new CD that was written on Huron Street, as you said. And I just love the title. It's called This Dragon Won't Sleep. Tell us a little about it.
Well, my girls are just over a year apart. And for quite a long time, my wife and I got used to being woken up 10, 15 times a night. So the piece itself is rather ominous sounding, and that's why.
Thank you. Don Ross performing This Dragon Won't Sleep here in Studio 4A. That's from his new CD on Narada Records called Huron Street. I loved watching you make all of those percussion sounds as you were playing that tune. Now, on your left hand, you're wearing a wedding ring, and some of what were you slapping up the side of the guitar to?
Yeah, I do. More of a snappy sound with the ring on there.
Yeah. What other percussive things do you do? I mean,
A lot of string slapping, like in that particular piece, like this kind of thing. My wife Kelly always called that the Joni Mitchell slap, you know, where you actually come back and hit the strings on the offbeat. And at various times in there, I was doing little rolls like that kind of move.
You drum your fingers on the body of the guitar and then snap the...
With the wedding ring after, so you get this little yap, you know, kind of deal. Yeah, there's all kinds of nonsense in there. And in that particular piece, too, there were some strange things I did, like I retuned the guitar twice.
Yeah, I noticed you were taking the string and lowering the pitch.
Yeah, because there's a bridge in the piece. That, like the piece is in C minor, but then the bridge is in B flat, and I wanted to get that low B flat in the string, so I have to be kind of careful with it, you know. So I'm going to play... get those chords that I wanted, and then I have to go back up. When I go back to playing the beginning of the piece, like as a recapitulation towards the end. So a lot of kind of unusual things at work. It's amazing what, you know, six little metal strings and a bunch of wood, you know, how much stuff you can get out of it between various harmonic effects, like that kind of thing, and being able to get various... string bending and all the kinds of weird things you can do just on a little acoustic instrument like this.
Yeah, what's your newest sound?
My newest sound? Well, probably, I've been working a lot on the so-called ripple effect that Lenny Bro kind of pioneered. It's a lovely sound.
Now, you're bridging. Describe what you're doing there.
I'm actually playing some notes normally with the pinky in my right hand, like this. And then with my thumb and my forefinger, I'm actually touching what's called the harmonic node and picking behind the finger with my I wear a thumb pick. So you get these harmonics. And so when you cascade back and forth between them, you get a lovely sound. You can do it anywhere on the neck.
You're going to play another tune for us. This is the first guitar solo I've ever heard that seems to have a horn section. It's a tune you're going to do called Lucy Watusi.
Yeah. What I tried to write was a kind of a strutting kind of tune, very R&B inspired. I have a very weird background. My father's a Scottish immigrant, and my mother is a Mi'kmaq First Nations person, you know, a Native American of Canadian birth. I love that term that the INS uses. Anyway, so that makes me sort of a Mac Mi'kmaq, right?
Do you get fries with that?
Yeah. So I'm this Mac Mi'kmaq who grew up in Montreal, speaking English and French, and but listening to mostly music from Detroit. So it's kind of an interesting meeting of worlds there. And I think that's what this piece is all about. It's kind of like a Mac Mi'kmaq R&B strutting tune. So I'll play it for you now. Lucy Watusi. Thank you.
John Ross playing Lucy Watusi on his guitar in Studio 4A. That's from his new CD called Huron Street on Narada Records. I wish people could have seen your fingers dancing up and down the neck of the guitar. That's some funky stuff.
Don't they pick that up in the mics?
Yes, our radio cameras are
all that digital technology you got here in this here country?
That's right. Absolutely right. That's sweet. That's sweet. You're traveling around with your daughters. Your daughters are here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is your wife, whom you've mentioned, passed away about a month ago. Mm-hmm. After a long struggle with breast cancer.
That's right.
I want to know what your, since this music has been, if you think about it, the soundtrack of your daughters' lives, the music mm-hmm. that you made, that you and your wife made, what do they want to hear on the radio when you're driving the back roads of America now and going from campsite to campsite?
Well, it's pretty cool. I've got one of those, 10 CD changers. And my wife was a musician as well, so I have a recording of that she and I made with a Celtic trio we had. So they ask for that. And they're really hooked on Jordan O'Connor's Cash Cow album. He's a Canadian bass player who's just amazing. I work with him sometimes. And Aqua. They're big into Aqua, the band that had the Barbie tune. And but now the tune they need off that album all the time is Good Guys. That's it's a good tune, actually. She sounds like Kate Bush, the singer, sometimes, when she's not doing that Barbie thing. What else do they listen to?
You must be learning from them, I bet.
Oh, absolutely, man. I could recite that entire, I could sing the whole Aqua album for you right now if you want me to. And
We're almost
Darn.
Out of time.
Jeez.
I've turned down a whole lot of love. Mm-hmm. I've turned down Stairway to Heaven.
And Stairway to Heaven.
And Classical Gas.
Yeah, I know.
And now Barbie. What's wrong
we're
with
we're
me?
We're batting double zero, triple zeros here.
I'm going to make it up to you, though.
Okay.
I really want to hear the song that you actually say on the liner notes on the CD that it is your favorite, Big Buck. Guitarist Don Ross performing Big Buck in NPR Studio 4A. His new CD, Huron Street, is on Narada Records. Our feature was produced by Ned Wharton and recorded by Drew Reynolds.